Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
First and Pod, hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
So what, like, that's available right now? Because, like, I consume a ton of gambling content, and I understand why we all do it. It's like, I bet it at this, but it's available here right now. And, like, as a consumer, it's like, well, damn. Like, I want it where you got it. And I know that's part of the sharps and that you guys do the lines on Mondays and the whole thing. But, like, what position or positions that our audience has access to now do you, Nick Costos, like?
I in the NFC East or just, like, in general?
No, anything in the NFL. Anything in the NFL.
Well, I definitely like that Commanders win total over, for sure. I think That's a really sharp bet. I like that you're on that as well. I think the most beatable division is the NFC South, with the thought being New Orleans is the favorite at plus 130. Sometimes it just comes down to handicapping the NFL. It's like, hey, does the team that you'd like to bet on or against have a good coach-quarterback combination? I'll go against Derek Carr and Dennis Allen every day of the week and twice on Sunday, and maybe even on a Monday or Thursday night also. That's easy for me, just easy decision to make. And then it's like, who's your horse? Is it Carolina or Atlanta? I think there's a case to be made for both. I would take shots with both of those teams to beat New Orleans in the NFC South. I think this will maybe rankle you a little bit, being a Chicago guy. But in the NFC North, I think this is another, like, pretty beatable market potentially, with a vulnerable favorite in the Lions. Now, the Lions' ultimate upside is higher than any of the other teams in the division. I think the Lions' ultimate upside is, like, maybe to go to the Super Bowl this year and, like, maybe contend with the big boys in the NFC. I don't know if the other teams have that ultimate upside, but I think Green Bay's ceiling is pretty high. Higher than the Bears and higher than the Vikings. And again, this kind of falls under the same umbrella of the Commanders with Sam Howell. I'll ask the question. What if Jordan Love is good? What if Jordan Love's good? Now, I know you love Justin Fields, and I love Justin Fields as a fantasy quarterback because he's such a stud running the football. Like, you can talk yourself into the bull case for the Bear, Justin Fields, definitely, right? If he improves as a passer, DJ Moore now year two in the system, you can talk yourself into it. I just haven't seen it. And what I have seen is this coach quarterback combination being bad enough last year to get the number one overall pick in the draft. I'm not saying they're definitely going to be bad. There's a chance that they could be really good. I'd rather bet on Matt LaFleur, who's won a million regular season games. I know Rodgers is the quarterback, but I think he's proven to be a really good coach. And if Love is good, the Packers could win 12 games. Now, if he's bad, they could win 5 games. But I like taking a bet on the upside of Green Bay, betting the Packers at plus 400 to win the NFC North, and also to go over their win total of 7.5. Just a couple of the ones I like.
I know that's all great. I like Carolina's my horse in the NFC South. Logic being, won 7 games last year and improved at quarterback and coach, and the defense is going to be good. Like, they're not punting on the season, and I think it's absolutely in play that Bryce Young, I love that they're playing him immediately. I love that they're not messing around with any of the nonsense, and they're going to just actually roll him out there. So I like Carolina as my pick in the NFC South. The Packers thing, man, part of it is
you're going to bet them week one, by the way. You're going to bet Carolina week one plus 3 on the road in Atlanta.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think I will too.
You can pencil me in for that bet right now.
I think we said on the show that we think that might go up to 3.5. So, like, anyone else likes Carolina also. There's no way that ever goes to 2.5. You lose nothing by waiting. Wait to see if you get a 3.5. I think that's an absolute click of the button at Carolina.
I agree completely. And then Green Bay, I mean, first of all, so this is the irrational part and the part that is definitely clouded by my fandom. Jordan Love can't be good. It can't okay. be.
Well, he can be.
No, he can't. They can't go from Favre to Rodgers from Love.
Here's what's great is I know Danny in his personal life, and like Danny does this on the air also. One of the most level-headed, rational thinkers I have ever encountered. And then he utters the statement, Jordan Love actually can never, there's no scenario where Jordan Love is good. I love this dichotomy.
And I admit it. I am relentlessly rational. But when it comes to the Bears are going to have a franchise quarterback and the Packers will have to experience life like the rest of the NFL lives, I am just willing it into existence.
But he doesn't have to be Rodgers or Favre for this scenario to come.
Of course. But I'm rooting for – people are like, don't you want him to be, Kirk Cousins or Daniel Jones, good and good enough to get paid? But then – I'm like, no. I want him to be – and I want him to be Tim Couch or Achilles Smith. I want him to be an unmitigated disaster, and then for them to follow him up with an unmitigated disaster, and then for them to follow him up with Daniel Jones or Kirk Cousins. They need 15 years of either bad or mediocre, but they don't get to just go from Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer to mediocre. They need to bottom out,
okay. And
that's what's going to happen.
I buy it.
And then their defense has a ton of talent, but was awful. And I know there were injuries, but they're going to run the ball and they're well coached. And they have some studs on defense. But they were shockingly not productive consistently. And so, and then I think the Vikings are obviously frauds. So while I think the Lions are clearly the best roster in the NFC North, and I think they actually match up terribly with the Bears because the Bears' rush defense is going to be awful, and the Lions are committed to running the ball and have an unbelievable offensive line. So, I think the Lions are a deserved favorite, but I actually do think, and yes, you could accuse me of some homer bias, sure, but I think the Bears are a decent upside play if you don't believe in the Lions.
I'm not saying that I think Chicago's definitely going to be bad, just that I would rather back Green Bay as my horse in that division because of the unknown. I think we know less about Love than we do about Fields. And I don't love, pun intended, everything that I've seen from Justin Fields. But I'll say this about Detroit. I agree. They are a deserved favorite. No doubt about it. They absolutely need Aiden Hutchinson to be a monster this year if they are going to seriously contend, because I still think that defense has some issues and needs some work. The offense should be explosive, should be really good. I love Jahmyr Gibbs. I think he's like Percy Harvin, the first round running back, and someone to keep an eye on. I don't know how many people are talking about this guy yet. They will be over the course of the next month, I think. Their rookie tight end, second round pick, Sam Laporta out of Iowa. So Hockenson's obviously now in Minnesota. Laporta's going to start on day one, and he could actually be a productive rookie tight end for the end of fantasy football drafts this year. I think he could be a difference maker for the Lions offense this year.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.